How have you been getting better in the first two preseason games and through training camp? When you self-assess, obviously you do, what improvements do you see in your game?
I mean, from last year or just
from actually the beginning,
from the beginning of training camp? Well, I can say that I'm a little bit more patient. Man-to-man's getting better. Tackling's getting better. So I feel like I definitely improved over the time from when training camp started and from now.
With so many guys playing so many different positions and versatility being so important in the secondary here, how has that experience been for you?
It's been good. I mean, like you said, versatility is a key to not just playing here but playing at NFL. So it's been good. I mean, we have different guys subbing in and out, but can't really control that. You just got to go out there and just do your job each and every day.
How different is this week knowing that you're not actually practicing against the team you're going to play on Friday?
I mean, it's different to a T because when you practice against them, you get to see some of the plays that they ran. But now you just have to focus more on film study, going over their plays, going and watching film. So it changes the approach a lot.
Is it refreshing because it's kind of like a real game instead of, you know, you kind of have an idea of what they're going to do?
Oh, yeah, definitely, because we got to get ready for the season because the season is shortly approaching us. So this is definitely like a good run through to help us get ready for the season.
How do you like the new looks over here? There's been some key additions.
Mm-hmm.
How's it all blending together?
I mean, it's still training camp, so we're still trying to get to the point where everything is close to perfect because it's not even there, not even close. But all we can do is just continue to go out there each and every day, work hard, work on our communication, and just get better.
Do you learn to appreciate a guy like Darrell, just having him on your team?
Oh, I would say yes, because from the point of just his knowledge, his experience, and all those things that you can just learn from. He played a lot of football, and he's been through a lot of different situations that you can just go to him and talk to him and just learn.
Do you think, big picture-wise, in terms of the safety, it used to be everybody thought of the big safety, that guy, that physical presence. Mm-hmm. Has the league, because it's evolved into such a passing offense, sort of changed maybe the role of the safety? Maybe there aren't as many of those guys as there used to be?
I'm not too sure, but I know it's definitely still big safeties out there. You look at Cam Chancellor. All I can do is just try to show the coaches I might not be the biggest safety, but I can still go out there and be productive.
There's more pressure now on a safety to play that man-to-man and sometimes get matched up against those slots, which I think in the past is something that used to be avoided.
I mean, yeah. I mean, sometimes you have the safeties on the slots, but most times you have them more on the tight end.
How much more comfortable are you this summer going into the season as opposed to last year when everything was wide open and wide-eyed?
I would say a lot more comfortable just being and missing OTAs last year, coming out of rookie, having an injury, and then going into training camp, not practicing at all with the team. So, I mean, having an OTA and a season under my belt made me a lot more comfortable to go out there and just relax and play football.